This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is currently holding talks with the President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, in New Delhi, covering the full spectrum of India-Chile relations. Several agreements are expected to be signed after the talks. Earlier today, Mr. Boric paid tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at his samadhi in Rajghat. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar also called on President Boric and appreciated his commitment to strengthening India-Chile cooperation. Dr. Jayashankar expressed confidence that the Chilean President's discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi today would foster new partnerships and enhance bilateral engagement. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition protests on different issues. During Zero Hour, Samajwadi Party members were trying to raise the issue of reported attack on Samajwadi Party MP Ramji Lal Suman following his remarks on Rana Sangha. Congress and TMC MPs were on their feet on the issue of duplicate electoral photo identity card numbers and other issues. They created noisy scenes in the House. Speaker Om Birla rejected the adjournment notices moved by the opposition members on various issues and objected to displaying placards in the House, saying it is against the rule. He underlined that the House will run as per the rules. Mr. Birla repeatedly urged the protesting members for order in the House, but they continued with sloganeering. As uproar prevailed, the Speaker adjourned the House till 2 p.m. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the Reserve Bank of India, or RBI, has played a key role in making India a global leader in digital payments by continuously modernizing the country's payment infrastructure and nurturing a vibrant fintech ecosystem. Speaking at the closing ceremony of the commemoration of RBI's 90th year in Mumbai today, the president highlighted that the central bank's remarkable journey over the past 9 decades has been aligned with the vision and policies of the government.
Increasing globalizing world, it has also ensured that India's financial system remains resilient in the face of any adverse international trends. The RBI sees itself as more than a central bank and has played a pivotal role in financial inclusion and institution building initiatives.
Union Minister Prahlad Joshi today clarified that the Waqf Amendment Bill does not seek to confiscate anyone's property, but is intended to ensure justice. While speaking to the media outside Parliament, he accused the opposition of misleading the public about the bill. BJP MP Dinesh Sharma also defended the bill and alleged that those opposing the bill are going against the Constitution. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that under Operation Brahma, an Indian Air Force C-130J aircraft departed from Mandalay from Delhi today morning, carrying 16 tons of essential humanitarian aid, rice and essential food items. He said a ship of Indian Navy, INS Gharial, departed from Vishakhapatnam with 442 metric tons of essential food items. Dr. Jayashankar informed that the Indian Army Field Hospital Unit has been operationalized in Mandalay. Union Home Minister Amit Shah stated that the government is taking a giant stride towards building a Naxal-free Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, the nation has achieved a new milestone by significantly reducing the number of districts most affected by left-wing extremism from 12 to just 6. The Home Minister emphasized that the government is building a Sashakt, Surakshit and Samridh Bharat with a firm approach to Naxalism while ensuring all-pervasive development. The Home Minister further stated that Bharat is determined to uproot Naxalism completely by 31st of March 2026. Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Nikhil Kharse, inaugurated the eSports Conclave 2025 in New Delhi today. In her address, she highlighted eSports as an emerging sector and reaffirmed the government's commitment to its promotion. She emphasized that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is dedicated to fostering a strong sports culture in the country. The conclave is dedicated to making India a front-runner in the digital sports revolution and is fully prepared to embrace this new era of competitive gaming. And that is the end of this news bulletin.